Good morning. I want to thank everyone for coming here this morning. It's great to see all the support for Kevin, his wife Leticia, and their children, Tanasha, Kevin, little Kevin, I call him Kevin the Third, and Kevioni, and I think his sister is here with her children as well. I remember when Kevin arrived here in New England, his family was so young. He was so young. They were just babies. And my hope was that he'd continue to keep playing here until young Kevin could step in and take his place. But I guess we got a few years to see that happen. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a ceremony outside this building to honor Troy Brown. He was the first Patriot to retire with three Super Bowl rings and to be introduced into this Patriots Hall of Fame. And he'll soon be joined by a host of other teammates. Today, we're here to announce the retirement of one of them. Like Troy, Kevin retires with three Super Bowl rings, five Super Bowl appearances, and nine division titles. But I have to admit, when I first met Kevin in 1999, you couldn't have convinced me that he would be with us for 13 years and lead the team, be the number one team leader in all-purpose yards. I knew that he was the second leading rusher in the SEC behind Herschel Walker, but running backs don't usually last 13 years in this league, especially running backs that we call modest height, 5'8", and around 200 pounds. You're our hero, Kevin. But like Troy, Kevin proved that old adage that big and special things come in small packages. And Patriots fans have always reserved a special place in their hearts for the little guys who play with the biggest heart. And fortunately, we're privileged to have a number of them. But Kevin sort of personifies that as much as anyone. He was adept at catching the ball out of the backfield. And he was running it. He was known on occasion to field direct snaps from center. And while primarily a kick returner, he also filled in as a punt returner and when needed throughout his career. He became one of Tom Brady's favorite receiving candidates. But for as many as the passes that he caught from Brady, the most memorable moment for me with Kevin Falk was in our first Super Bowl championship year in 01, when Kevin was called upon to throw his first pass in his NFL career. And he threw a perfect special spiral of 23 yards to Tom Brady, who rumbled down that left sideline. And it was just a great play. It extended our scoring drive at that time, which proved to be the difference in our 7-point margin in that game. I believe it was against Miami. And I always wondered why Coach didn't call that play more. It was awesome. On the field, Kevin helped define the way an entire generation of Patriots fans have come to view and appreciate what our brand of football is truly about. He was unselfish, always put the team first, and this age of how much are you going to pay me? Money was never the primary objective with Kevin. He always wanted to retire as a Patriot. He did that, and he was just the ultimate team player. And it was always about the team first. One thing that I'm especially proud of him in 2009, because of his great service to the community, we were able to award him the Ron Burton Community Service Award, which goes to the Patriot player who had the greatest impact both on the field and off. And just one of the warm, special things to me in this whole period is seeing Kevin come with his children to the Morgan Memorial for over 10 years in a row with his kids, teaching them the importance of giving back and helping bring these big turkey packs out to the people who were there at Morgan Memorial. I want to thank you, Kevin, for the outstanding contributions you've made to our organization over the years. I'd like everyone to turn their attention to the TV monitors where we will do a short highlight film, and then Coach Belichick will share a few thoughts on his memories of Kevin. Thank you all very much for coming here.
New England selects running back from LSU, Kevin Paul.
To Falk, Herschel at the middle across the 30. He's on his feet at the 35. He's at midfield. And a brilliant run by rookie Kevin Falk. Here's the Falk trying to come to the right. Gets through a hole at the 10 at the 5. He's down there. Touchdown. Kevin Falk inside the 5 and in.
Kevin's one of the greatest teammates I've ever had. He's everything you look for in a teammate and player and friend.
Snap comes to Kevin Falk. It's a throwback to the left of Tom Brady. He's got it at the 30. How about that?
You know, he was a mismatch, you know, at all times. And he was just an incredible player.
Wide open top by Falk. At the 5 and in. Touchdown.
Proved both time and again that he was going to make those plays when we needed him the most. And I think of some of the biggest games that he ever had and some of the biggest plays that he ever made.
It goes a direct snap to Kevin Falk, and he runs it in! Direct snap to Kevin Falk, and he ran it in!
We played the Indy in 07, and he had a touchdown catch late there in the fourth quarter to get us over the hump. He caught a wheel route against Miami in 2002 in overtime to help us win that game. In the giant game in 07, the week 16 game, he made a huge play on third down. And not a lot of people will probably remember, but I certainly do, because there's no way he should have gained whatever it was, 8 or 9 yards, but somehow he came up with it.
It's another big play by the big little man of the Patriots, Kevin Falk.
K-Falk, you know what? He's probably one of the toughest individuals that I ever seen. I mean, you talk about blitz pickup, just because of his size, I'm telling you, I don't think there's another guy out there that can pick up blitzes like him, especially the size that he was.
Kevin Falk gets to the 25-30, reaches across the 35-40. He's at the foot race at the 50, at the 45-40, 35-30. He's at the 25. He is going to go all the way. Kevin Falk, touchdown.
No one was more clutch than Kevin.
Fires to the left. It is a one-handed catch going out and in for a touchdown. Kevin Falk.
When you talk about a guy being a patriot, prime example.
He waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown.
He's probably one of the best guys that you'll ever meet in life when it comes down to a person, not just football player, but a great, great person. And that's what Kevin Falk is.
Thank you. Again, on behalf of follow-up of Robert said, you know, appreciate everybody being here today. You know, it's really a special day. It's the first Patriots team as head coach I've had without Kevin, and it's been a little bit of a different year here. We've definitely all missed him. I've certainly missed him as a player, but he's been around, and so that's always a positive. But you know, Kevin was here when I got here. And I remember when I first got here, our first year was a little bit of a rocky year. You know, Kevin and I are both trying to figure out, I think, where we each stood, what we were going to be about and how it was going to work. And I remember talking to him very early in that season, 2000 season. And he said, you know, Coach, look, I want to be here. I want to be a big part of this team. What do I need to do? What am I not doing? And So we talked, and I told him, look, these are the things you need to work on. These are the things you need to do if you want to play here. These are the things that you have to improve on, and this is what you have to become. And I'd say in my coaching career, nobody has ever worked harder to do the things that he was asked to do from that season on, in terms of ball security, blitz pickup, having different roles in the game, and that changing from week to week. Kevin was just so adept at figuring out his role, doing it the very best that he could. He was the ultimate team player, hardest worker, always well prepared. I can't remember asking a question in a team meeting that he didn't have the right answer to. And I know you should try to give him a couple of hard ones, but he usually aced those. And some of the memories I have of Kevin, I'd say, the one thing I would say is the 2008 season, is probably one that not many people realize what Kevin did for us that year. But, when Tom got hurt in the opener against Kansas City, Matt Cassel came in as a quarterback, but it wasn't really Matt's team. Ultimately, Matt grew into the role of the great leader and quarterback that he was that season. But it didn't really start that way. And so when Tom was out offensively, and even as a team, we were kind of trying to find some leadership, some glue to hold the team together. And that's one of the many times that you saw Kevin really come forward and be truly the leader of our football team in that season. He's the guy who kept the adhesion offensively, and ultimately Matt, took over that role as a quarterback should. But Kevin was very instrumental in that. Some of the great plays that we saw Kevin make here on the highlight film, bring back a ton of memories. But the one that wasn't on there, and one of the ones that I remember the most, is the in 2004. In the divisional playoff game against the Colts. We had the lead. We had the ball on our own 6-yard line, backed up here at the Lighthouse end. It was 3rd and 10. And we call a 65 under H pick, except we didn't run the pick with Kevin like we usually did. We ran the close. And Tom threw him the ball. It was a tough catch. It was behind him. He had to reach back and make the catch. He gained 11 yards on that. And that was the key play, really, in that 93-yard drive that pretty much ate up the rest of the clock in that cold game. And it was his only catch of the game. And I think that's kind of really summarizes Kevin to me, is no matter what he was asked to do, no matter how critical the situation, whatever it was, whether it was blitz pickup, whether it was a two-point play in a Carolina game, which he had several big plays when it was 14-14 to put us into the lead in that Super Bowl 39, but whatever it was he was asked to do from anything, whether it was on the practice show teams to show our defense a look at another player that we were going against, or whatever his role was. Nobody did it better than Kevin, the ultimate team player. What a pleasure to coach, because he always put the team first, he always worked hard, and he always knew what to do. And the bigger the situation, the more critical the play, the better he played and the more you could count on. So, Kevin, you've had a wonderful career here. It's truly been an honor to have the opportunity to coach you and to be on a team with you, because I don't think anybody really, stands more or embodies more of the teamwork that Kevin, and I would say the same thing, and I did, about Troy. I mean, those two guys, of all the players that I've coached, and certainly here, they're right there at the top, and I think whether you want to compare Troy to Kevin or Kevin to Troy, that's really the gold standard in terms of, teamwork, commitment, performance, and winning. And that's really what we're all here for, is to win. And nobody embodied winning, or nobody contributed more to the overall team winning than Kevin did. So, Kevin, it's again, it's been an honor to coach you. Congratulations on a wonderful career. I'll never forget the many, many accomplishments you had on the field to help make our team successful. But more importantly, what I'll really remember is all the things you did on the practice field, in the meeting room, in the locker room, as really one of the most important members of our team and the leadership and example that you set, not just for the other players, but for every one of us that was on that team. So, Kevin, congratulations.
Thanks, Coach, Mr. Kraft. Before I start, I'd just like to say a lot of the stuff that was said about me just reminds me about a person that's sitting down in the audience right now that I really look up to, and that's Troy Brown. Being a constant patriot, being a constant person that doesn't worry about anything that goes on around him that he cannot control. All he can do is control him. So, man, I want to thank you just for being who you are at the same time, bro. First off, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be able to get through none of the things that I've gotten through as far as being a football player, being a husband, being a father. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do none of that. The opportunity to play for as long as I've played, wow. You don't realize how long you've done something because you're doing it, you're in the flow of it, and it just feels great. But when that time comes for it to go, you tend to understand and realize, wow, what you've accomplished as a football player, as a person. Next, the opportunity to meet new people, the opportunity to grow, to move on from this situation right here, which is over for me now. I got a new chapter. I had the opportunity to meet a lot of people that I can grow my life, grow my family's life, continue to be me. Next, the organization, just laying the carpet down for me and my family, no matter what we needed, no matter how it needed to get done, is just thank you for all those years and those many, many times. The people in the organization, from the field crew to the video staff, Jimmy D's, Fernando, all those guys, man, it's just one of those things. When you've been here for so long, you meet so many different people, you tend to feel what they feel, and they tend to feel what you feel. Next, I'd like to thank Bobby Greer, 1999 GM. He was there, that one of the class that drafted me. Head coach Pete Carroll at the time, and Mr. Kraft. Mr. Kraft, I want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart. The many, many blessings, the many, many things that you've allowed me and my family to accomplish in life, to endure. Miss Myra, how much she loved the kids, how much her willingness to help out no matter what, no matter what we needed, no matter what anyone needed. That's just the type of person she was. To continue on to do what you're doing with this organization, continue to grow them. I know a lot of times we don't understand a lot of things that go on outside of playing the game of football, but that's what y'all jobs are for, and that's what we tend to forget sometimes. That's why we just play the game, but thanks for those memories as well, because I learned a whole lot from that. Trust me, I sit back and playing the game so long, you can only learn so much about the game of football, especially in this organization, because there is no stone that is unturned. Everything is thought out very thoroughly. So paying attention to that has gotten me to do the same in my life with my family, as well as to grow more. Bill, one of a kind coach, one of a kind. I've had a lot of football coaches in my career, and every last one of them, I try to get the best feel for them so I can understand and put forth the best effort I have as an athlete to get the job done for my coaches. For a very, very long time, it was hard for me to figure out who you were. and how you worked. But I knew one thing. If I did my job, I was all right. I just knew that I was all right. And I don't know if it was after my fourth or third year in the league, I had to go sit down and talk to you. And it was one of those things where I was shocked at what I was seeing one-on-one. Because in a team setting, he got you. You can't win with Bill. You can't win. You can't win nothing with Bill. But when you go one-on-one with him and sit down in his office, it's totally different. You taught me so much of the game of football. the different strategies of football, the different angles to attack the game of football. As a player that makes it to the professional leagues, you think that you know everything. Nah, not with Bill. There is always some insight that he has, him and Ernie. There's always some insight that they have that'll make you a better football player, that'll put you that one step in a position that you need to make a play. I want to thank you once again for that and the opportunity to be able to grow as a football player. Other staff people I want to thank is the dining room staff people who took care of us, as you know, each and every day, fed us. We had maybe 3-4 meals a day whenever we won, and they just took care of us. I want to thank them. The media relations staff, Stacey James, his staff, and everyone, thank y'all, man, for working with me. I probably wasn't the best of a guy early on, but thank you. I really do appreciate it. The training room, probably was in there a little too many times, but it is what it is. It's the game we play. But, man, thank y'all for just taking care of me and how careful y'all were and, you know, the heart y'all had with me. The weight room staff, Mike Wasik, who is not here right now, but I want to thank him because he was a big part of everybody that I played with doing what they do in the weight room, working out and everything. Harold Nash, man, congratulations. Growing to be a great relationship, great friendship, man. Thank you very much. I'm acknowledging a few people in the audience right now just because they're here. Pepper Johnson, Pep J, thanks, Bray. Appreciate it. I remember talking about you when I was in Little League. and look how, you know, it's a small world. I come here and you a coach. I missed you by 1 year, but I always did tell you, Pep, I was never going to go high on you, baby. I already acknowledged Troy Brown. Y'all know how I feel about Troy Brown. Thanks for coming, bro. Deion Branch, man, when you're playing so long, you meet so many different people, you keep a relationship with a lot of different people. And I guess I was that guy on the team that kept the relationship with probably everyone that came and left. I had everyone's phone number. Deion was one of those guys. When he left, we stayed in touch. And, I mean, still stayed in touch throughout the day until he came back. Man, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Devin McCarty, young man. Man, it was great. It was great the few years that we sat down on the side of each other in the locker room, man. I hope that I was that guy that you learned a little bit from. I hope I didn't complain a little too much, but, you know, that's just in our nature. That's who we are. Gerard Mill, man, you a hell of a player. You came in that way. You came in ready. You came in NFL ready. Continue to be that way and continue to be who you are. Thanks for coming. Sammy Morris, big dog. What's happening? The Bull. Man, appreciate you coming, man. You know everything that we had and everything that we went through. Matt Chatham, how you doing, babe? Appreciate you coming as well, man. Josh McDaniels, I see you back there. What we got? Low Down, appreciate it. Thanks, bro. I appreciate the love and everything, man. The blocking, just the come. I'm the guy. Sorry, I'm the guy that hung out with the offensive linemen. So I hope that was the smartest thing to do, but I love being there with those guys. But, man, thanks again. And Coach Fierce, Ivan Fierce, man, he's probably the guy I spend the most time with. Meeting room, outside of being at work, getting late night texts, getting late night phone calls about maybe what I can do to help the team, the younger guys, or maybe whatever it may need to be. Thanks for that relationship. Thanks for that father figure away from home at certain times. I can recall a whole lot of times going to sit down in your office and just talk about stuff away from football, stuff that still too young to figure out, stuff that you've probably done seen already. Thanks for the time and for being there. I would like to thank some players that when I first came into the league, that they surrounded me by that really helped me out a whole lot and really was significant for later on, a couple of years down the line. My first year in the league, in the running back room, there was Terry Allen, Chris Floyd, Tony Carter, Harold Shaw, and Lamont Warren. Now, some of these guys you probably won't even recognize, but Terry Allen, but the rest of those guys, man, really, really helped me out, really made it easy for me to adapt to coming to the NFL. It wasn't with, how you say, all of this young guy, rookie, you have to do this, rookie, you have to do that. They actually taught me the game of football. And the reason why I'm bringing that up now is because my second year in the league, the running back position got fairly young real quick whenever Bill came in. So I wasn't the oldest, but I had been here the longest, so guys kind of looked up to me a little more. So that first year really helped me out because I was able to be around some guys that understood the game and the profession of being a professional. There are a lot of guys I came in with in 99, Michael Bishop, Tony George, Damian Woody, Sean Morey, Andy Katzenmore. Those are the guys that you will never forget because they came in with you. That was in your class, your classification as a football player. The many different people that helped me out throughout the course of my 13 years here, massage therapists, chiropractors, trainers, Coach Reginald Williams in Louisiana, who I trained with when the little bit of time that I was down there, Tom Shaw, who I trained with before even coming to the league. I want to thank him because without him, I wouldn't be here as well. There's a lot of other people I can be thanking. There's a lot of other situations I can be explaining to you why I'm up here, but it's just a few of them that I wanted to share with you and, you know, just let you know how I feel and how important it was for me for these last 13 years to put my life into the game of football for the New England Patriots. Next, I would love to thank my agent, Raymond Brothers, who's been knowing me since I've been 15 years old, since I've been playing football for my high school in Karen Crow, Louisiana. And it's not that he's been knowing me that long to be my agent. He's known me that long because he was a friend. And coming out of college, he approached me with the notion of being my agent. But I'm a country boy from Louisiana, and my thought process was I didn't want to mix friendship with business. So I told him no, but that never shied him away from being my friend whatsoever. And this is how funny God works, and how funny when he wants someone in your life, he'll put it in your life. Going into my rookie year, a report that came out about my current agent at the time, Tank Black, about stealing money from his clients and dwindling money all over overseas and everything. And it's just a coincidence that once he got convicted and everything, it was just a coincidence that I needed an agent. And who you think was there for me whenever I needed an agent? My friend that I've been knowing since I was 15 years old. And he is still there now. He is not only my agent, he is like my big brother. Takes up for me. if I call him in the middle of the night for anything, and he's way across the country, he lives in California, he would try to make it in the morning to do whatever I need him to do. That's what he means to me. Next, my family. Y'all know how we roll. I have a very big family, and most of my immediate family is here with me in New England. Excuse me. I thought I had it under control, but I guess not. One person is the reason why I'm here. One person is the reason why I give 120% in everything I do. And that's my mom, who passed away in 04 from leukemia. But when you're younger, you never know a lot of the things that your parents are telling you. You never understand. You never get it. But you paid attention. but you never understood, but you get it. And paying attention and understanding what my mom went through, how she raised us as kids, and to see it and to understand where I am now, I thank God every day, every night, just for the opportunity for my kids. And it's hard sometimes because your kids don't have the opportunity to grow up the way you did, even though you don't want them to, but you want them to experience a little bit to let them know how hard life really is. And out there, it ain't easy. It ain't like being in your own home. It ain't like comforting your kids. Out there, it's crazy, and it's getting crazier and crazier. And for her to show me how to be a man, how to learn from wrong and make that wrong right some kind of way, man, that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I love doing what I'm doing in order to take care of my kids and my wife. I had two friends that moved up here with me when I first got here, Ed Cormier and Cisco Perkins, who have been up here with me ever since then. And to have that friendship with someone that can share with you the things that you've had, wow. I thank those two guys for that, man, and just for the opportunity. My three kids, my oldest daughter, Tanisha, my son, Lil Kevin, my youngest daughter, Kevion, my niece, Tian, my nephew, Tavian, thank y'all just for grounding me, understanding, and taking the time to put up with me during the course of these 13 years that I've been a professional football player, because it ain't easy. It ain't easy at all. But just thank y'all, and I hope that I've been a role model for y'all. It's not only just for the people outside of our house. I hope that I've been a role model for y'all as well. My sister, thank you. Definitely know you know how hard. It ain't easy, but thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for just understanding. Sometimes I really, how everybody thinks that I'm so good, I really can be a bad person at times, but thank you. Last but not least, my wife. I would love to just, I thank God every night first and foremost for putting her in my life. For the opportunity for her to grow as well, because if she wouldn't have grown and I wouldn't have grown, I don't think it would have worked at all. But it's been 22 years that we've been together. We've been together since the seventh grade. And to be married for 12 and for the feeling, the understanding to still be there after 13 years playing the NFL, because a husband coming home mad every other night, it's not the good thing until he understands that leave work at work and don't bring it home. But she has been a rock for our family, because whenever football season comes, I would be like a zombie to the kids because I'm worrying about football more than anything, and she took care of pretty much everything that needed to be taken care of in the household. Just thank you. Continue to bear with me, because I'm still going to be mourning this, because I can't believe this is happening. I never would have thought I would be saying that I'm retiring from football. But you know that opportunity is coming. You know it is going to happen one day, but it's just one of those things. And for everybody that came out and everybody that cheered, everybody that sent me a tweet, my tweet family, man, I want to thank y'all. The media, thank you guys for the relationships I've built in the locker room, outside of the locker room, man. I just want to say thank you. And, man, continue to support New England Patriot football, man, because I surely will. And and one thing I want to do before I leave, and I never done it before. There's a group where I'm from, and they started this little thing a while back. But I know that I'm leaving the game of football, but I'm leaving with a little bit of jewelry. I would have never thought in a million years I could say that. 1, 2, I'm gonna put these two down. three. And those are the Super Bowl rings. I could have never, ever thought in my mind, and I don't wear these. They're in the safe deposit box. Everybody asks me why, but I don't wear them. And then the AFC Championship rings, which hopefully you'll probably never see me wearing them, but I can't begin to think about where I was or what I would be doing without accomplishing these. This is what we do. This is why we do it. This is what we put all those hours into, playing the game of football. And I just like to say thank you once again, fellas and ladies, for coming out and just for the support, man. Love New England Patriot football, and thank y'all once again.